Ehrlichman on the line?
Yes, sir. It occurred to me that that Texas case maybe could be the thing that would accelerate our thing. Do you notice in the paper this morning?
Yes. And,
didn't you think that was very significant?
Yes, and it's very logical for Connolly to be speaking out now.
Yeah, I think in the light of that, you could talk to him. And,
right.
But I think he is the one. If he'll take the first bite, then we can get it moving.
Okay.
Because with that case and the California case, it's just inevitable now
right.
that we have a hell of a crisis.
Right.
Somebody else is going to bite it if we don't.
Well, you see, the court gave him 2 years.
Yeah.
To try and solve it. Well, they'll thrash around in the legislature for a whole year
trying
to come up with something.
Right. Right, John. Fine. Okay.
All right.
Merry
so
Christmas.
Today's Julie's show last night was just special.
It you liked it. Good.
Excellent.
I didn't see it, but I is.
Well, it was, I think, the best piece of family television that has ever been done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and
you're a pretty good critic.
Well, you came across beautifully. Just
well, I think... Pat was saying afterwards that she wished there'd been sort of less of me and the others. You know, they always see me and more of Julie, and I'm inclined to think she's right. But,
well,
of course, we can't control those
things. No, and it was a good balance, I thought. Everybody got a little bit in. David was awfully good.
Yeah, he's got the...
All in all, we came away just feeling that it was the best thing we'd ever seen any of you do.
Well, that's nice.
Just first
good.
Rate.
Well, fine. Hope it gets people in the Christmas spirit.
Well, I think it will.
I've been up since about 8 o'clock and I've made 40 calls already.
Good, nice.
I've covered all the cabinet.
Oh,
I've covered all, call one call in Wisconsin. An 18-year-old had written me a very moving letter. So I called him and he put his mother on. Two sisters out in Beloit. That was worthwhile.
That's great.
And then, of course, you find out things, too. I called Albert to find that George Andrews of Alabama died this morning.
Oh.
I'm calling his wife now. But otherwise, it's going fine.
Merry Christmas to you.
Incidentally, on the calls, naturally, I got my usual requests for appointments. One, Romney. And I said, well, just as soon as I'm traveling back and forth, you get a hold of John.
Yeah.
John, come in.
Well, I've been holding him off because he's got three very half-baked ideas, and we're trying to get him.
But if you bake him a little bit, you can point out that we have to get through Sato before I can do it, though.
I've told him that.
But we get that. But I set it up for him. I said, you know, George, I'm on these trips, and I just you grab him. And we get through Sato around the 10th of the month is
good.
The time.
Good. Okay.
But he should get in for him. He didn't press it. He was very nice about it, but said he'd like to see me sometime.
Yeah, I know. We've had two letters from him, and I've been meeting
But both he didn't ask for anything, so that was good.
Good day.
Yeah, I got off fast. Okay.
Fine. Merry Christmas.